Today is Tuesday, September 17th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Professional House Cleaners Day. It's also National IT Professional Day, IT Professionals Day. It's National Voter Registration Day. I've got a story about that one. It's also National Apple Dumpling Day and National Monte Cristo Day. I don't really have a story about National Voter Registration Day, but I checked my voter registration over the weekend at vote.org. There are many sites that you can go to check your voter registration. I just went to vote.org and they could not find me. Now, I voted in the last election and I should know. Mark just recently became a citizen and he's always surprised with the little amount that I know about our government. But I don't even know, do you have to register multiple times, or if you register once, are you registered for the rest of your life? I know when you move, you need to re-register, because if you don't, you have to go to whatever county you lived in before. But it couldn't find me. I used Joseph. I used Adam. I used my last three former previous addresses, and they could not find me. And so, you know what? I did not use the very first address that I lived at when I lived here. I should check that one as well. So anyway, I went to register because it had said click here to register. But what I figured out was they just email you a form that you have to fill out, and then they give you an address that you need to mail it to. But I live really close to our city hall, and I'm thinking I can probably register at my city hall. So I'm hoping I can do that tomorrow. Or today, as you're listening to this. Because I worked in the office on Monday. I worked on the office. Today is Tuesday, so it's voter registration day today. So, hey, I can go register on voter registration day. As you know, I'm recording this early, so I'm getting myself all confused. Anyway, so I think I may be able to go up to my city hall and register. So that is what I'm going to try to do tomorrow. I'm going to try to remember to do that tomorrow. It is hard for me to accomplish things, folks. All right, we got a return call from the caller that had the bad audio last time, so let's have a listen.
Hello, lovey.
Hello.
I'm returning the call since the last one sounded like the mechanical invaded by the turkey burgers made of lamb, which is what you said on your full right. I'll just give you a recap. I was asking if you had planned on inviting the old gal and Myron to go to Ratland with you. And I was wondering also if you had invited Dr. Stone to join you at Ratland.
So, first of all, are you incapable of calling with a good connection anymore? I appreciate the call. And you had no control over it, I'm sure. But are you in a metal box when you're calling? What's the deal here? It's 2024, for Pete's sake. But also, I did not plan this trip. I did not invite anyone to do anything. My only prerequisite to Daniel for this trip was, Daniel, I do not want to plan anything. So I did not plan anything. Nothing. I did not pick a restaurant. I did not pick a location to do anything. Oh, I did pick. Okay, I picked a hotel. And I failed miserably. I mean, the wet and dry sauna and the hot tub and cold tub were nice. But other than that, It was a well-worn hotel, we'll just say that. And it was apparently a grinder prison for Daniel because they locked the doors at 9:30 and he couldn't have any tricks come up, you know, to trick or treat. Let's go back and finish this call.
And but clearly you didn't. So I won't mention those because I'm sure it would make you uncomfortable. So I'm not going to mention those things. But anyway, lovely to have you back there in old Tawny Town.
Tawny Town.
Anyway, I think that's it for now. Thank you for calling. Yes, that's it. Thank you for calling. Okay, bye bye now.
You know, I bet.
Okay, Where is it? There it is.
I bet if I called Fatty's show more often, he would call my show more often. It's cross promotion. That was Big Fatty from BigFattyOnline.com. He has a podcast. You want to go to BigFattyOnline.com. And I wonder what's that. You know what? I'm just going to type BigFatty.com. BigFatty.com. Oh, it's nothing. It's just a, you know, somebody could buy this for him, but I bet it's very expensive. Anyway, it does not go to any kind of porn site. It's for sale. They have some dieting kind of pictures. They have some food pictures. They have like an influencer. It says makebigfatty.com yours today. I can bid for as little as $1,000. For this. All right. Well, anyway, he's at BigFattyOnline.com. You can go there. It's a podcast 5 days a week, like this one. He reads his grocery receipt, which I don't do yet. One day, though, you never know when I might start reading my grocery receipt. So, yeah, I've got to register to vote. Although I am going to check that very first address, but bottom line, I've moved and last time I voted, I had to vote somewhere not near my home. And so I need to change my registration at the very least. So I feel like that's something I can do when I register. So I'm going to try to do that today as you're listening to this today. I'll report back if I was able to do it. So I had so many things that I needed to do. So Mark doesn't listen to this. I have purchased a birthday present for Mark. So that is step one. Step two is I think I'm going to either purchase or figure out a recipe to some Filipino dessert that he likes and surprise him and make that for him. Step three, I think he wants to do something on that weekend, so I'm going to help him plan something just so he's not sitting on the couch watching TV on that weekend. I do have a haircut on the 28th, but his birthday's on the 27th, which means I won't be able to do the gay mix on the 27th because that's his birthday. And so I need to be spending his birthday with him. And not, I wonder if that restaurant that he's been wanting to try, they have a chef's table every month. I wonder if that, when that's going to happen. Anyway, why am I spending my episode figuring this out? Why am I figuring out whether I can get him a, so I did that. So I bought his present. And I also needed to buy a present for my mom for her birthday. And so I went on AA shopping and I was trying to find some store that I could shop at so that I get extra loyalty points. And I ended up just doing what I did for Christmas last year. I went to Sharper Image because I'll tell you what, Sharper Image has some... The things that they sell, you're like, oh, that looks interesting. It's nothing that you need. Nothing that you need at all, but it's just like, oh, that's in. I can't even think of an example at the moment, but I found several. There's a jack-o'-lantern that has an animated face that talks. For only like $65, I'm going to do that and put it out on the front. I got me one, but I also got mom one. That we can put out, and when the trick-or-treaters come up, it'll talk to them because it's motion activated. All kinds of things. All kinds of things. I got her a peace lily plant and something else. There was something else I got. But I did that, so I got that. I needed to buy the football tickets for my stepfather and myself because that was his Father's Day and birthday present, and I was also able to make that purchase. And I got really good seats, like 50-yard line. Not the bottom, but 50-yard line. So that is what I did over the weekend. And then I had work on Monday. I got through that hard meeting, but it wasn't super enjoyable, but I was able to get through it. So there you go. That's good at least. And that was it. So I think I will go ahead and end the episode here. Oh, the last thing is I actually changed our Peter Pan tickets to a different night because I have a haircut the night of the show. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.